Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Hello and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. Our guests today are Chelsea Dropick, campaign director at Blood Cancer United, and also West Hartford-based board member and fundraiser and volunteer Robert O'Mara. We're going to be talking about Blood Cancer United and also its student visionary campaign. Chelsea, welcome to the show. Thanks for doing this with us.
Thanks for having me.
And same to you, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks so much. Looking forward to it.
Chelsea, let's start with you. What is Blood Cancer United in a nutshell?
Yeah, so Blood Cancer United actually was formerly known as the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and we are here to do research, to fund the most promising blood cancer research all over the world. We're also here to support our patients by providing free information, support services, financial assistance to the entire blood cancer community and their caregivers. And then also we have a really strong policy and advocacy branch working to advocate for policies that are going to benefit all the patients.
And how did you get involved with the team?
Yeah, so I started at what was formerly known as the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society back in Ohio 8 years ago, coming from being in a sales organization and really wanted to make the shift into, you know, selling for good, so fundraising. And I landed here. I had a really loose mission connection, and this since being here, and over those 8 years, I've had so many more connections that I've learned about, and also even in my own family. So, you know, it really is such a relevant thing in our community.
Robert, over to you for a moment here. You've gotten involved at Blood Cancer United. You're a board member, and also you have two sons who are involved in their own way. Could you talk a little bit about your involvement and how you found this community?
Absolutely. And community is a great word because it really is it's an unbelievable community. I lost my father to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma back in 2010. And I would get approached about getting involved. You know, you'd get phone calls and emails and things. I would always write a check because that was easy and it felt like I was doing something good. But one night I was clearing out emails and I had been asked to run for what at the time was called the Man of the Year, which is now called the Visionary of the Year. But this is back in 2014. I was sitting on my couch about 2 a.m. just clearing out emails. And I had one asking for a meeting about this man of the year. And I thought to myself, you know, I keep putting this thing off, and I always say it's because I'm busy. And when am I ever not going to be busy? My kids were young. And I just said, you know what, now is the time. So I went and met with the then director for what was LLS. And I committed to running for Man of the Year. And in 2014, I won Man of the Year. But what was great about it was it exposed me to the organization. And I was so impressed with how they approached, you know, tackling curing blood cancer. And so I was hooked. I was involved. I've been involved ever since. I think I've been around longer than anybody around here with this organization. And in my current role, I'm a board member, and I chair the Leadership Development Committee. And Chelsea and I spend a lot of time together, and it's just such a, you know, amazing group of people that do wonderful things. And now, to make it even better, like a whole new layer, is my children are running as student visionaries as a team, their team Out for Blood, which we love the name. And they are doing this in honor of their grandfather, my father, who my oldest son was 20 months old, and my youngest son was born 2 weeks to the day after my dad passed. So they unfortunately never had the experience of knowing their grandfather. But now they're doing this in his honor, and I couldn't be more proud.
Well, that is incredible. As you indicated, this is a community, that is a good word for it. And now it's generational with your boys involved in this. What is it like to have two sons working toward this kind of goal, toward this kind of mission? Sometimes you don't hear about youngsters getting involved in charity as much, but it's a great thing when they can get introduced to it young.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really impressive. Like I said, I'm beyond proud. And my boys are 15 and 17. So, you know, teenage boys can be challenging to motivate them to do things unless it's something they really want to do. And this, they've taken on. They're owning it. Now, again, 15 and 17-year-olds don't really know a lot of people in the business world. So for them to go pitch a sponsorship, you know, I'm opening doors for them, but they're like, I don't want to be handing them the money. I want them to go earn the money. So they're going out and they're, making their pitches, and they're going through the deck and presenting. And it really gives me a level of pride to see the way they interact with these companies and people. In fact, tomorrow morning at, I think, noon, we're pitching to a car dealership. So it's really a great experience.
I'd like to get into the specifics of those aspects in a moment with you, Robert, but let's go over to Chelsea Dropick, the campaign director at Blood Cancer United. Chelsea, could you talk a little bit more about what is a visionary? People may know what that word means, but how does that apply to Blood Cancer United?
Yeah, definitely. So we actually did, we rebranded, like Rob said, from Man and Woman of the Year and Student of the Year to Student Visionaries and Visionaries of the Year. And that was a really intentional choice. This was several years ago when we rebranded to this. Because a visionary is somebody that looks to the future and sees infinite possibility. It's somebody that's going to challenge the status quo. It's somebody that's going to make the impossible possible. Going to be somebody that's imagining a better world and then leading the charge to create that better world. And I think, you know, our visionaries program definitely does that with our adults, but our student visionaries program, like, these kids are just so inspirational to step into these roles and see what they're able to do. They're not raising like $500. Like, they're on average raising over $30,000 in 7 weeks. And that is it, like, each team. That is an incredible, incredible thing to watch. And yeah, so that's really what a visionary means in our world.
Robert, maybe you have a little more insight on this, on the fundraising aspect of it. $30,000 in such a short period of time, teenagers nonetheless working toward those kinds of sales goals, that's really incredible. I mean, a professional adult might find that hard to do, let alone teenagers. How does that work? Could you walk me through the process a little bit?
Absolutely. I do think, you know, if it was just left to the teenagers completely on their own, it would probably be a lot more challenging for several of the teams. And, you know, I'm sure there's a few that could do it because some kids have a internet presence. Like I believe last year's, it was either the last year or a couple of years ago where there was a kid who had a really big internet presence and it raised a tremendous amount of money. But in general, I think kids rely on their parents to make open doors for them so they can go make the connections. But there's, you know, I see a few prongs of the fundraising side of it. So, you know, you're looking for corporate dollars and corporate sponsorships. You're looking for advertising dollars from, you know, local businesses who advertise. You're looking to generate money through your school because this is a school, you know, everyone's tied to their high school. So for instance, my kids are running through Conard High School where I went and where their grandfather went. So they're third generation Conard High School students. And that's a pretty powerful message in itself. So we're, you know, we're using that to raise money through the school. And then there's the advertising sponsorship. And then there's the personal asks. So you go out through your network and you ask, and I have a network, you know, I have a college network and a high school network and a work network, but I'm letting them tap into that. And then lastly, even last night we were talking, I said, you could just walk around the neighborhood and you should go, you know, ask the neighbors you know and introduce yourself to the neighbors you don't and ask for money that way.
And the kickoff just started January 29th. Do I understand that correctly?
It was last night, and I'm still feeling the excitement and the exhaustion. So, yeah, it was actually last night we were all together kicking it off, and the money is flooding in now.
And then you've got the grand finale, which is on March 19th. How does that work, Chelsea?
Yeah, so that is kind of, that's, we call it a grand finale. Think of it like a, kind of like a gala, kind of like just a really fun celebration. It's fancy and fun for the high schoolers and their families and VIPs. It's at St. Clement's in Portland. It's on March 19th. And basically, that's where we announce the winner. But the fun part is, again, no one knows what anyone else has raised. So only they are only aware of their own team. And they can raise money up until the final announcement. So we'll do a paddle raise, all sorts of money is still coming in, right? We're in the back counting it up at the end. And then we come out and we make the grand announcement of who the runner-up is, who the winner is, and also what the grand total for the whole class is. And that's really special. I also wanted to shout out, like, this is about money, right, for cancer research and support of our families. And that's really important. But it's also about awareness. So we have three additional awards that align with our three mission pillars I mentioned earlier that are patient support, advocacy, and research. And these students are using those pillars as, think of it as like an elevator pitch or a platform to teach them how to talk about what they're doing. And they're aligning their campaigns and their efforts to one of these three. And then we are also naming three mission winners that night. So it's not, it's about more than just money. The money is important because that's what funds what we do, but it's also about teaching them how to talk about what we do and getting that word out because there's so many people that don't know about what we're doing and what we can offer and they might need our services.
Do you believe that this is not going to be just something that they're going to do in their teens, that this will become a lifelong mission for your sons, Robert?
I think so. I mean, you know, you never know what else life throws at you. Something else could come up that could alter their course to be more passionate about another cause. But from what I see right now, like last night, I felt without even thinking about it, I felt like, wow, I'm passing the torch of, you know, of caring about this particular thing, about caring about Blood Cancer United, and my kids are taking this torch willingly. So yeah, it does feel like that. But again, you never know where life will take you. And what I do think is whether it's Blood Cancer United in the future or it's Alzheimer's or whatever it might be, I think my children will continue a path of service and giving and volunteering.
Chelsea, I'd like to go over to you for a moment. She is campaign director at Blood Cancer United. There are other national fundraising events and efforts held in local communities. Of course, we're talking and focusing on Student Visionaries of the Year, but I'd also like to point out the Big Climb, Light the Night, Athletics. Could you talk to some of those?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we are a phenomenal peer-to-peer, what we call peer-to-peer fundraising organization. So we're top rated across all of our programs that we have. And it takes volunteers like Rob and his kids and all of our volunteers across this country to make these happen. So Light the Night is in the fall. That's our walk. What makes it different? I feel like everyone's been to a walk, a charity walk, but what makes it different is it's at night. So it's a nighttime event where patients and caregivers and supporters all come together and walk to raise funds to celebrate, honor, and remember those that were touched by cancer. So we're saying that we're bringing light to the darkness of cancer because we have these beautiful illuminated lanterns, and everyone walks with one of three colors to celebrate whether or not they're honoring or remembering those that are like, are they walking in memory of someone? Are they walking because they're there to support someone that is a survivor, or are they themselves a survivor that's out there walking with us? Right. Beautiful, beautiful event. Again, it's something magical about it being at night. So that's our Light the Night program that happens in the fall, and it's our community, our biggest community event. Big Climb. We actually don't have one here in Connecticut, but we have one in Albany, New York. That's our closest Big Climb, and that's a stair climb. It really started a while back with firefighters starting that campaign with the big stair climb in Seattle, and it's really expanded. So this is really like stepping up to take down cancer, right? So that would be that kind of tagline there. It's kind of like a race to the top of iconic skyscrapers, and you raise funds. So we're really climbing for a cure. So that's more athletic than Light the Night, which is really, truly just, like anybody can walk that walk. You don't even have to walk it to feel how powerful Light the Night is. Big Climb is definitely a bit more athletic. You got to climb those stairs. We've talked a little bit about Visionaries of the Year. That is the adult program to Student Visionaries of the Year. So it's less focused on philanthropic leadership development because these are leaders in their communities, although I'm sure they're taking away some skills. But the Visionaries of the Year program is really more of a competition that's supporting blood cancer research. And it's really a group of motivated and dedicated individuals that come together and form teams. And they're raising, on average, over $50,000 in a 10-week period. So I love that they run really closely and sometimes at the same time as Student Visionaries, because I think those adults get a lot of motivation from those kids that are on their tails and sometimes very much surpassing their numbers, which is super fun to watch. And then last but certainly not least, really where it all began, the Team in Purple, Team in Training, that's our athletics initiative. A lot of people know Team in Training and have done Team in Training events with us all around the world. Sometimes they don't even realize it's with Blood Cancer United because it was such a powerful brand. And this is cycling, running, walking, hiking, climbing, skiing. Anything you would like to do that is athletic falls under that athletics event branch. And we actually own our own bike ride called Amber, the America's Most Beautiful Bike Ride around Lake Tahoe. We do that every year. We have like climb Mount Kilimanjaro. We have the New York City Marathon, Disney Marathon. You name it, we're probably there with a really big athletics presence. So a lot of people choose to do these big races with us.
Chelsea.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast. An offer you can feast on.
Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Also talking about the money, whether it's the $30,000 goal, $50,000 goal, surpassing the goal, whatever it is, you know, this is money that's going to research. But also Blood Cancer United is connected with patient support as well as policy and advocacy. These are all very important sectors, and obviously they need funding to survive. Could you talk about patient support and how there's information and services and more available to people in the blood community?
Yeah, definitely. Happy to. So really, we do want to support the patient. We want to support their caregivers equally, right? The patients are going through it, but those caregivers, anybody that's ever had to care for anyone, even if it's just, you know, a kid with a fever, that's my current existence. But, you know, a kid with a fever, that is so taxing on the caregiver because you're so worried, right? So we really want to make sure we're supporting those caregivers, and we're also supporting the healthcare professionals. And we do that through a lot of different ways. I would say it's like for our patients, it's really about financial assistance and also psychosocial support, right? So we have an entire team, our IRC Information Resource Center, that are highly trained oncology social workers and nurses who provide patients and caregivers with disease and treatment information and access to comprehensive resources and support. So they are going to help them get through their diagnosis, not as their medical doctor, but in step with them, right? Like they're going to help them formulate the questions that they might want to bring back to their next oncology appointment. It's really overwhelming. There are a lot of really big words. We literally rebranded because we used to be the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and most people could not say that. So it is a lot to undertake when you are diagnosed and you need a partner, and we are there to help you advocate for yourself. We also have an entire team of clinical trial nurse navigators. So basically what we do here is we know that clinical trials should not be a last resource at all. You should always be looking at all of your options because what is being researched is going to be the next new best thing, right? So we have an entire team that helps anyone that's diagnosed with a blood cancer navigate all of their options and advocate for themselves to get into trials and help them figure out what would work, what would not work, and what they need to bring back to their doctors to propose for lines of treatment and just in questioning, right? And then we have an entire dietitian team. These are registered dietitians, and they're going to provide patients and their caregivers with free oncology nutrition consultations by phone. And this is actually where it gets really interesting. We own this program, and it is not just for blood cancer patients. It's actually for everyone that is a cancer patient or caregiver. So anyone can access our nutrition programs. So that's kind of like, that's in a nutshell. We also, again, kind of breaking that down, financial. This is, do you need to pay for parking at the hospital so regularly that it's becoming a financial burden? We have a no questions asked one time grant that we can give you. Do you need to have your copay handled because it is adding up and it is astronomical? We can help you with that. We can help you with that paperwork. We can help you get those funds. We have travel, like you need to travel to a clinical trial that's far away and you need to have that paid for. We have the travel fund. So, you know, that's just a real high level glimpse of that for financial assistance. We also have medical debt help. I'm trying to think of the word for that. Consultation, basically. So medical debt is a big deal and it can really pile up. So we have an entire team that can help you navigate your medical debt. And then psychosocial support is what I mentioned in the beginning. We have our First Connection program, and our First Connection program is where, let's say, maybe you're a young mother that has a child, God forbid, that's diagnosed with ALL, which is the most common form of cancer diagnosed in children, okay? So you have a child that's diagnosed, and this parent's heart is just breaking. they need to potentially talk to another parent who has already come out the other side. Their child is healthy, back in school, and everything is just fine, right? We're going to link them up with a person that can help them just peer-to-peer get through this disaster that they have not elected for. So that's what our First Connection program is about.
We're almost out of time here, and I want to wrap up with a bigger picture question, and it's for you, Robert. I'd like your final thoughts. Okay, where are we right now in 2026? I want to know what it's like as far as changes you've seen in the blood cancer community and effort to stop it and help other people who suffer from it since the time your father passed away almost about 15 years ago. And also, where are the opportunities? So I guess my question, where and how far have we come and where do we still need to go from here?
We've got a long way to go because there's not a cure yet. There's therapies and there's cures for certain things. But, you know, blood cancer and all cancers, there's a long way to go. But there's also been an incredible amount of progress in the years I've been involved. I mean, you even see it year to year. There will be, usually it's a parent. There will be a parent who's a parent of an honored hero, and they'll come up and they'll tell you that their child is alive today because of a maybe an experimental trial that they got to try that didn't exist a few years ago. And so that their child wouldn't have made it if it was 5 years ago, but because of this new therapy or this new experimental trial, that their child's alive. So it's incredible to hear those stories. And one thing we talk about is adding lives or adding time to people's lives. And Chelsea can probably tell you the exact numbers because I don't know that, but there's a, you know, we're trying to add a million more hours. What is that one, Chelsea?
So by 2040, Blood Cancer United wants to enable people with blood cancer to gain more than 1 million years of life. That's what we're calling our bold goal, because this means more birthdays, more graduations, more moments, more memories. And these are the things that matter, right? So we are kind of changing the way we're looking at things.
That in itself is incredible. And that's what it's all about. It's about trying to give people more time with their loved ones. And eventually, and we're all in it with the goal of curing it, like to put an end to this. And that'll put Chelsea out of a job, and we will be happy to put Chelsea out of her job.
Someone hire me.
to get rid of blood cancer and all cancers for that matter.
Chelsea Dropick, Robert O'Mara, I really appreciate both of you for coming on Face Connecticut, joining me today to talk about Blood Cancer United. I wish you both very well with your goals.
Hey, thank you, Morgan. Appreciate
Thanks
your
for
time.
Having us.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants, And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.